And he did, and then Tassie knocked down by Crespo. Taken away by Dick, a flip pass with a backhand intended for Kukkonen in the slot. Taken away by Penn State. DeMarcico, right wing, drop pass by Fink and intercepted by Tassie. But then he overskates. So does his teammate Dick. Now it's Fink behind the net. Wheeling pass low right finds its way to DeMarcico. DeMarcico, right wing, turnaround shot. It went off something. Looked like the Badgers Kukkonen. It's loose on the far wall. Tassie tries to clear. Failed to do so. Tries again. Got the job done. Picked up by Dick. Two on two. Dick across the line. Shoots one low. Stopped by Sergeyev, and he covers. And then Dick taken down by Shade. Fans want a penalty. There will be none forthcoming. 12:21 to go in the second. The Badgers now down 2-1 on Laubach's 12th goal of the season.
I refer back to when the puck was bouncing around before the goal down there. Every so often I have some mental flashbacks, and when I played for the legendary Pat Kelly in the East Coast League, we'd come over after the puck had bounced all over, and he'd go, "You farm boys, stick a fork in it or weld a handle on it, but don't let it be bouncing around like that." I just died laughing.
2-1 Penn State with a lead. Doiak will lift it up just underneath the bottom of the scoreboard down to the Wisconsin zone. And then Zach Scholes, Wisconsin sophomore defenseman, tried to play it off the glass and out to neutral and lifted that too high up over the glass and into the crowd.
Sand wedge.
Yeah. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Face off to the left of Scarfoni. The Badgers win the draw, and Horbach will send it out to center. It bounces off a stanchion to the stick of Botterill. He'll shoot one that's blocked by Shade. And then picking up the loose change was DeMarcico. Matt DeMarcico, former Green Bay Gambler back in the 22-23 season, had 25 goals for the Gamblers.
Got some speed.
Yep, 26 points as a freshman a year ago. He's got 19 this season with 8 goals. Puck is loose in the Penn State zone, and Shade finds Amon, right wing pass. Battling for the loose puck. J.J. Wiebusch taken away by Wisconsin. Palatichuk, drop pass. Finley, snapshot save. Sergeyev, rebound chance. Loose in front. Oh, Fitzgerald swung and missed on the puck right in the paint. Sergeyev was looking left. The puck was to his right, and Fitzgerald couldn't put it home. And now a misplay by Dexheimer at center. Puck slides all the way down to the Wisconsin goal mouth, and Scarfoni came out at the hash marks before DeMarcico could get there and fire the puck off the top of the glass,
and then
it ricocheted into the crowd.
Yeah. In my era, we never had goaltenders who could shoot the puck like that.
Finley's second opportunity, a right pad saved by Sergeyev, and that puck went airborne in, and Fitzgerald tried to whack it in right on top of the crease, but pushed it wide. 2-1 Penn State, 11-11 to go here in the second period of play. Morrissey against DeMarcico. Nope, that's Geniev that'll take the draw. Geniev with Laubach and Fink. They've been effective here this weekend. Fink with a goal and an assist last night. Laubach had a goal. He's got another one here this evening. And Geniev with a helper on Laubach's goal. Badgers eventually break out of their own zone. Finley, backside pass to Kerr off his stick, then the glass, ran it down and throws it into the Penn State end. Finley gives chase, but the Nittany Lions have the puck. Geniev at the red line, avoids contact, hands off Christensen. The defenseman joins the play, so does Simon Mack, his D partner, and a shot sticked aside by Scarfoni and out of play. 10:38 left in the second, 2-1 Penn State.
Yeah, and it's been end-to-end like that. There's been a lot more perimeter shots here in the second period. Anytime that everything's had a good opportunity, a possible scoring opportunity, it's been top of the circles and out.
Yep.
And you saw Finley had, what, 3 shots?
Yeah.
Two or three shots, and they were all in the perimeter area, I would call it.
Badgers need to get to the hard areas. Here's Wisconsin on the attack. Tyson Dick, right wing on his backhand, slowed and pushed into the corner boards by Fascia. Now here's Kyle Kukkonen, lone marker for Wisconsin this weekend. Low right, tough angled shot, didn't get much on it. Back behind the net it goes. And taken there by Horbach. Pins it against the kick plate, looking for help. Gets it from Dick. Backhand wrap around. Stopped by Sergeyev. Puck pops out to center. And after it quickly is Jack Phelan for the Badgers. And now Kukkonen poked it ahead, intended for Tyson Dick, but all the way through to Crespo. And he almost threw it back to the stick of Kukkonen, and he had a lane to the net. But it didn't happen.
Not sure whose stick is laying down there behind the net.
One of the Penn State players. Hensler and Dexheimer now out defensively for the Badgers. Pietola eyes up Carson Dick and applies a check. And the Badgers, Dexheimer tried to rim it around. It gets its way to center ice. Pietola at the red line. Tried to dump it deep. It bounced free. Lindmark catches up to it. Backhand tried to go five-hole. Sergeyev made the stop sliding to his right. And then covers it up. Timeout on the ice. 9:28 to go in the second period. Two golden opportunities here for Captain Owen Lindmark. And Sergeyev has come up big for Penn State. Nittany Lions lead 2-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lindmark, center from Wisconsin men's hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Badgers looking to pull even here midway through this hockey game. Down 2-1 to Penn State. 19-16 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Mosley, Morrissey, Finley on the ice. Morrissey trying to play the bouncing
Luck
puck.
Out.
Taken away from Peters. 3-on-2 to our left. Dowiak wide left. He comes across the line and fires. Blocked shot by Dexheimer. Loose puck picked up by Finley, who is trailing on the play. Finley 1-on-3, looking to pass to Mosley. Goes off a stick, brought down by Mosley. Low right, backhand shot right through the blue paint. And then Penn State goes far side, Lawback, able to two-hand it out to center. Mosley now with it. Palatichuk, blind pass, made its way to Finley, who sends it into the Penn State zone, and Matt goes to get it for the Nittany Lions. Up to center and Lawback, and a nice weekend for Reese Lawback. Good hit by Kerr. Puck at center. Christensen now with it. He'll fire it back into the Badger zone to our left. Scarfoni stops it and leaves it for Joe Palatichuk.
Little change in the defensive pairs. Palatichuk now out there with Kerr.
Yep. They've been mixing and matching. Hensler's been in and out tonight. I know he took a hit in that first period. And he has not, in my opinion, he has not had a regular shift. Badgers trying to get to the puck in the offensive zone. They do. Scholes, tough angle. Shot redirected, actually. I think Tassie got a piece of it. It was on goal, and Sergeyev stopped it. Steele, Fitzgerald, he whistled one glove side on Sergeyev. Missed the net from the left wing. Phelan now back to the Penn State line. And then a hit from behind by Phelan on one of the Nittany Lions on the near side wall.
No referee.
Delayed offside,
this.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the far referee, Delafranco, was blocked by the size of Phelan. Serrato got hit from behind. Everybody seems to be fine. Here's Jack Horbach wheeling back behind the net. Centering pass comes all the way out to the blue line. Setting and firing. Dexheimer missed the net off the end boards. Crespo goes to get it for Penn State. Middle breakout behind the intended receiver, DeMarsico. That's icing on the Nittany Lions. And 7:14 to go in the second. A 2-1 Penn State lead.
You know, the number one question you get is when a person like Dexheimer misses the net like that, and he's always wide open at the top. There was so much crap going on in front of him that right. He's better off to shoot it wide and hope for deflection back up on top.
Face off to the right of Sergeyev. And it comes out to the blue line. Horbach was tied up, tried to pass it, could not. Hensler is out there and goes D to D to Dexheimer from outside the red line. Fires it from 100 feet or more, and Sergeyev stopped that one and covered. 7:14 to go in the second. 2-1, Penn State with the lead. Arseny Sergeyev, seventh-round draft choice of the Calgary Flames. Started his collegiate career at UConn. Played 2 years there, and now the number one guy for the Nittany Lions. He missed 8 games with an injury earlier this season, and Penn State went on a slide, but he's returned. And the 6'4", 200-pound Russian netminder has made the difference for Penn State. Referees talking with the scorers table right now. Not sure about what exactly, but now they'll skate across and talk with both head coaches. Wisconsin's Mike Hastings, flanked by Todd Canott and Nick Oliver, and Guy Gadowski, who's flanked by his assistant coaches, Keith Fisher and Andrew Sturtz. And they may have a clock issue here now. The clock reads 70.6 seconds. So there's some issues going on with the scoreboard here at the Kohl Center.
And with our iPad in front of us.
Yeah, we won't need to worry about that. 7:06 to go. They say 7 minutes, 6 seconds left, second period. Badgers up to 22 shots on goal. They managed only 25 last night and got shut out. Badgers bank it in off the end boards. Lindmark retrieves right side. Looking, spinning away on his backhand now. Hands off to Dexheimer. Down the wall. Shot one off the chin of Sergeyev and ricocheted far side. Puckett's pass behind Dowiak, taken by Dexheimer. Taps ahead to Sawyer Scholl. He'll dump it in. Adam Pietola ducks underneath the defenseman. Can't retrieve the puck. Lindmark in a battle near side. Scholl goes up high. Long-range shot by Kerr. Got through.
Yeah, Sergeyev.
Sergeyev had made a move, and Pietola got hit. Now Adam, turnaround shot. That's blocked by Shade and then pitched out to center by the Penn State defenseman. 6:18 left here in the second. Badgers need one to tie. Morrissey gained the line, tried to draw a penalty, splitting a pair of Nittany Lions. Fell down, but nothing called. And Peters will set it down in. Kerr bumps it off right wing wall to Mosley up through center ice. Morrissey sends it to the corner. And it's loose on the near wall. Morrissey trying to dig it free. Mosley down in the corner as well. Ryland with a good year. 12 goals, 29 points after transferring from Michigan Tech. Again, kicked out of the game last night for head contact. Been rather quiet here so far tonight. And now back out at center ice. This is just Big Ten hockey late in the season, you know, low scoring, not a ton of quality scoring chances. Badgers a bit more physical here tonight, I think, than last night. Would you agree, Ian?
Yeah, they're following through every time that there's an opportunity to take the check. They're giving it, and giving it cleanly, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Puck is deep in the Penn State zone. They chip it off the glass. Jania protects, slides it across, and Fink will gobble it up. Lost it for a moment, gets it back, and flings it into the far corner of the Wisconsin zone to our left. Palatichuk first there for the Badgers. Long lead feed, Tassie, nice catch, right wing, comes in from the dot, shot one right into the chest of Sergeyev, and he covers. And then Tassie got taken into the backboards by the defenseman, Fascia.
We are at the perfect angle to see what Simon Tassie had, because we're right behind him up here in the press box. And as you mentioned before, Sergeyev is a big boy, comes out to the top of the blue. Yep. Simon had very little to shoot at, if anything.
Tassie, 4 goals, 9 points this season, has a goal in each of the last 3 weekend series. He didn't light the lamp last night. Maybe he will tonight. Badgers down 2-1, 4:57 to go in the second. Puck behind the net. Penn State's got it. Nice pass ahead by Fascia to the backhand of Serrato. He comes across the Wisconsin line and sends it in. Anthony Kerr goes to get it. Kerr will scoop it out to center, brought down by J.J. Wiebusch, and Wiebusch pushed it back into the Wisconsin zone. 4.5 minutes to go in the second.
Very content to play between the blue lines.
Yep. Leading by a goal. Here's Horbach now into the offensive zone. Met by Wiebusch. Puck wobbles free. Taken by Dick. Moved to the corner by Kukkonen. Too far, though. Shade with it. Finds Serrato. Breakout far side to Weebush, and he'll bank it out to center. Between the legs pass, Hensler to Horbach. He had his pocket picked, and now Jack's got the puck back at center ice, and we'll scoop it down in with 4 minutes to go until the second intermission.
It was a long shift for that line.
Long lead feed. Actually, they're going to call Penn State for icing. Hey, fans, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to end Alzheimer's. And you can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Goalsforacure.org. A chance for the Badgers, and kept out of the net by Sergeyev. It ricocheted to the near side wall. Dexheimer at center ice picked it up and dumped it right back down in.
Beautiful tip by Tassi.
26-16, shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Wisconsin already one more shot on goal tonight than all of last night. Now here's Lugris with a shot on the attack. Went off the stick of Dexheimer, who hustles after the puck. It bounces in the slot. Lugris tees one up, and it goes up above the cage. That was a bouncing puck on end, and Dylan Lugris, who's lit the lamp four times this season, had a chance wide open in the slot, but he shot it too high. Now it's scooped over to Hensler in the Wisconsin zone. He rotates back to Phelan. Two freshman defensemen on the ice at the same time for Wisconsin. Here's Fitzgerald, weaves into the offensive zone, and cutting to the net was Phelan. He got the pass through. Jack couldn't handle it, but kicked it towards the net. And then knocked to the far wall by the Nittany Lions. 2:50 to go in the second. 2-1 Penn State. Badgers scored two goals last Friday. At Minnesota, lost 5-2. And then didn't score again until an extra attacker goal last Saturday in the third period of a 4-1 loss. Held scoreless last night. Got on the board with a power play goal in the first period tonight. But again, unable to convert, although here's a chance. 2-on-2, Scholl to Pietila. His rocket from the slot went wide.
Yeah, I think it was deflected.
May have been deflected by the back-checking Penn Stater. And now here's Pietila at the red line after Laubach just got crushed at neutral ice.
That was a good hit. That was a very good hit by Lindmark.
And now Penn State with control of the puck in its own zone. Bad pass by Mack off the skate of his D partner Christensen allows Wisconsin to get to the puck in the offensive end. Finley, left wing. Here's a chance for Hensler. Sliding pad save made by Sergeyev.
He got that shot off in a hurry, though.
Nice
good man.
Nice look by Finley, too. He's got 15 helpers this season. Quinn across the line with the puck. Oh, cutting to the net. Mosley couldn't handle the pass off the heel of his stick. Badgers hold, though. Dexheimer with it right point. Skates in. Finley with it now. His shot blocked out in a high slot. Dexheimer, right wing, trying to spin away from Peters, who took the puck away. Now Puckett, good play by Morrissey to get the angle on the puck as it goes to the corner. 80 seconds to go until the second intermission. Penn State with a 2-1 lead. Badgers jam it around to the near wall, held in by Phelan at the right point. Sends it down the boards to Finley. Skates to open ice. Turnaround shot. Oh, right shoulder save by Sergeyev. Loose puck picked up by Mosley. Tough angled shot. Sergeyev gloved that one after the whistle. Tyson did got knocked down. And Penn State's Puckett is going to get a penalty. And the Badgers will get a Kunis power play late in the second period. Down one goal.
Yeah, the puck was frozen. It was a bad angle shot taken out of the corner by the Badger forward. Sergeyev grabs it. And the Badger forward is just standing there, and Puckett comes up and just drills him. Whistle had blown. Everything was done. All of a sudden, bang, Tyson Dick is laying on his backside, and Puckett is headed for the penalty box.
No need to do it. Puckett at 18:53
exactly.
For cross-checking. Badgers 1-for-1 on their power play tonight. They'll try again. Lindmark's out there with Fitzgerald, Kukkonen, Hensler, and Dick. And Penn State won the draw but couldn't clear. Good hold by Hensler. Straightaway fires one. Ricocheted off the stick of Lindmark on goal. And on all fours, the goaltender Sergeyev stopped it and covered. And now Kukkonen engaged with Carson Dick of Penn State. And the linesmen step in on them.
Yeah, I think with the time allotted here with a minute and 7 seconds left when the puck was dropped, you get into a situation where does Hensler take that shot? Not yes, but with 1 minute left and you've got three Badgers in front of the net, Take it, tee it up, baby. Tee it up.
Face off to the left of Sergeyev. Lindmark again to take the draw. 61% this season for Lindmark in the faceoff circle. Won it to Kukkonen. Out to Hensler. Power play for the Badgers. Trying to pull even. Tyson Dick snaps off a pass to the bumper and Lindmark too hot to handle. Badgers hold the zone. Down Dick. Reverse pivot by Kukkonen. Low left. Good paddle. Good stick by the goaltender. Sergeyev to prevent that play from happening and then cleared by Penn State.
All right, you've got 30 seconds left. One rush up the ice for your first unit, and let's get at it.
Badgers coming up the ice. Here's Finley with it now. Finley pitched it to the wall. Gets through two Nittany Lions, and then a collision far corner, but the Badgers win it free. Dexheimer, 15 seconds left in the period. Dexheimer moves right, back left wing. Finley looking, shooting, through traffic. It's loose in front, and it's knocked wide of the mark. 7 seconds left. Mosley now behind the cage. Morrissey, stick handling. Tried to feed it in front. Taken away, Christensen. Now here's a backhander. Mosley before the horn. Stopped by Sergeyev. And the horn finally sounds. Badgers had some good looks.
Yes, they did.
And we'll have 53 seconds of power play hockey when the second period begins. Nittany Lions scored the lone goal in the second and lead the Badgers 2-1 after two periods of play. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Badgers down 2-1 to Penn State. Lone goal in that period scored by Reese Laubach at 6:36. After a deflection, Danny Genia picked it up. They were down low, right in the lower left-hand circle to the right of Tommy Scarfone. They got a bounce. Genia made a play. Laubach fanned off to the slot and buried the shot. His second goal of the season, 12th, or second goal of the weekend, 12th of the season. Shots on goal in that period. Wisconsin with 22 shots on goal in that second period. Penn State managed only five, but the Nittany Lions score the lone goal because Arseny Sergeyev has stopped 30 of the Badgers' 31 bids.
Well, it's interesting how similar each game is on it, because I was watching the Boston Bruins game this afternoon on whatever station it was. They were outshot 14-3 and scored two goals. I was like, what? How does that work?
I don't know how that works.
Well, I guess if I would have gotten goals like who's the most hated man of Boston Bruin? Number 63, their captain.
Oh, yeah, Brad Marchand.
He just stood at the corner of the net and tapped it in.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, okay. Everybody else does all the work. You stand there and take all the glory. I don't quite understand what's going on with this game, but that's similar to what we have here. We have good goaltending in one end and a lot of shots, but even better goaltending in the other end.
I tell you, though, Wisconsin's playing well. Hopefully it's just a matter of time before the puck gets behind Sergeyev.
Yeah, it's the point shots are coming. The rebounds are getting there, but they're not getting the second shot by any stretch of the imagination.
Penn State with a 2-1 lead on Wisconsin. Second intermission's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
So again, the Badgers, 31 shots on goal through two periods tonight, but only one goal so far. Kyle Kukin in a power play goal in the first period. Wisconsin had a 1-0 lead. Penn State scored the last two for a one-goal advantage. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Ohio State completed a sweep of Notre Dame with a second straight 5-1 victory. Davis Burnside a goal, two assists for the Buckeyes, who got 41 saves from Logan Turnus. Ohio State now 18-8-2 overall, 34 points in the Big Ten, good for third place. OSU home to play Wisconsin next Friday night at 6 and Saturday at 7:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And Michigan State has an early lead at the Duel at the D at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. The second-ranked Spartans lead the Michigan Wolverines 1-0 halfway through the first period of play.
I think that's so cool.
Oh, I love the idea. And they sold out that place, too, for that. And, one of the teams has to give up a home game to play. But if you get 20,000 fans at an NHL rank, it promotes not only hockey, but college hockey.
Correct.
And Michigan State, that long-standing rivalry. Here the Badgers trail Penn State 2-1 back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Covers Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Congratulations to the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team, WCHA regular season champions outright after an 8-2 rout of third-ranked Minnesota today at LeBron Arena. On senior day, Casey O'Brien, the senior forward, had 2 goals and 3 points. Mark Johnson's club now 28-1-2 and will host the Gophers again tomorrow at noon. Here are the Badger men trail Penn State 2-1 as we get set for the third period of play, and Wisconsin will start the third on a power play. So stay tuned. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
And the Ad Council.
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
One win in their last 7 Big Ten games. A big game for the Badgers here as they try to keep alive hopes of home ice for the first round of the conference tournament. On a power play to start the third period for 53 seconds, trailing Penn State 2-1. Hard to believe, Ian, this is the 8th Saturday night game at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin has only 1 win on a Saturday night, and that was the first Saturday night of the season at home against Lindenwood in overtime. And no surprise that this is a tight game. This is amazing. 29 out of 30 games this season. It's been a Badger lead, a tie hockey game, or Wisconsin down a goal in the third period of play. That's the case again. Here's Mosley turning, looking, pass in front, or a shot went off his skate. Ricochet to the right wing, Finley. Straight away now, Dexheimer. Left wing, Morrissey. Back to the center point, Dexheimer. No lane to shoot. Finley, basically defended one-on-one by Christensen, moves it down to the right wing wall. Mosley skates out to the high slot. Now Finley back to Mosley. Left wing, shoots one wide. Went blocker side on Sergeyev. Finley finds Mosley in the far circle, turns and plays it to the point. Dexheimer faked a shot. Left wing, Morrissey. 7 seconds left on the power play. Dexheimer's shot didn't get through. Blocked by Doyak to the far wall. Tassi put a big hit on the penalty killer, Christensen. That will do it for Wisconsin's power play. Actually, Puckett back on the ice after his penalty expired, but Tassi with a big hit on Christensen far wall, and they'll take him to the penalty box.
Hate to sound like a homer, but that's a weak call.
Less than a minute into the third period, the referees right now, Brian Anks and the Tom DeLaFranco. Boarding by Tassi. Brian Franks is the only one that's called penalties here tonight. Tassi. That's not a boarding penalty. That's quite an acting performance by Cade Christensen. There was contact on Christensen's right side and a little bit in the back. And then Christensen actually dove, leaping into the glass to try to embellish what happened. Godowski has given DeLaFranco an earful.
Saying he's going to challenge it.
I don't know why you... Well, go ahead.
Checking from behind.
Sure, checking from behind, but that might cost Penn State its timeout. We're going to see. I would agree with you, Ian, that I don't think it was as bad as the referee may have thought it looked. Because it looked to me when there was contact with Tassi a little bit in the back, along the side, Christensen actually leaned in and on his own trying to draw the penalty and made it look worse than it was.
Well, one thing that, and I've always said this would used to be the greatest thing that ever happened, is that if they said, no, it's only a two-minute minor, or then Coach Hastings went, I would like to challenge for embellishment. That would be, I would just love to see that happen sometime in a game.
Right now, Tassi is standing outside the penalty box as the referees take a look at things. Hey, folks, get the latest on the Badger men's and women's hockey programs from head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson during the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Coming up this week, is it Wednesday or Tuesday? Let me just double check. The next Wisconsin Hockey Hour is coming up Tuesday, February 11th at 7:05 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. It's moved around from Tuesdays to Wednesdays to Thursdays. I will let you know there will be a live version of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour Coaches Radio Show at Buck and Honey's in Monona on Wednesday, February 19th from 7 to 8 o'clock. Buck and Honey's in Monona. Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson will be there. Here's the call. Yeah, two-minute minor on Tassi. Penn State loses its timeout, and Godowski is heated talking with DeLaFranco, who just looked at the video replay. Yeah, he was pleading but did not win that case.
He's pretty animated in these types of situations, too.
Yep, Godowski passed Bob Johnson last night for 31st on the all-time wins list in Division I college hockey with his 395th. But the penalty to Tassi has Wisconsin shorthanded for the third time tonight. For a minute and a half in the opening period, Wisconsin killed off a 5-on-3 power play. Did an excellent job. But trailing 2-1 here early in the third. Lindmark's out with Horbach, Palatichuk, and Kerr. Puck down, sliding into the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk tied up with Fink. Doyak trying to pull it free. Kerr's pass a bit too strong for Horbach, but misplayed by Lawback. Horbach caught up to it and sent it all the way down.
I don't think he realized that there was a man streaking down the middle.
So Tassi in the box for another 75 seconds. Right wing pass, Doyak from center ice, dumps it in. Hit a stanchion, didn't go all the way deep. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald tried to turn and clear, but Doyak did a nice job to hold the puck in the zone near side. Here's Geniev now. Turns and fires, left pad save made by Scarfoni. Wisconsin Scholes able to jam it ahead for Fitzgerald. Here comes Wisconsin shorthanded. Drop pass Morrissey. Flings it to the far corner, and then Fitzgerald helped it along back behind the net as he takes a right-hand turn and heads to the Badger bench for a change.
Yeah, it was the end of the shift for him and Morrissey, actually. I'm surprised that Morrissey stayed out as long as he did.
Lindmark back on the ice with Horbach right now. Penn State gains the zone. They fire it off the end boards to the right wing wall and Lugris. Here is a point pass to Amon. Left wing now Serrato. To the goal line he goes and Weebush. Pass back for Serrato. Good stick by Jack Horbach. Puck pop free. Palatichuk's got it for the Badgers. And with 20 seconds to go on the penalty kill, Palatichuk clears.
Well, that's as aggressive as I've seen the Badgers on the penalty kill in a long time. Anytime that there's any type of a misfire or a mistouch by Penn State, they're right on it.
Nittany Lions gain the Wisconsin line. 5 seconds left on the power play. Serrato spins away from pressure out to the point in Amon. His pass, no one there as Lugris was headed to the bench. Wisconsin back at full strength. Morrissey ahead to Tassie. Hands back to Morrissey. Back behind the net. Tried to backhand pass in front of the net. Didn't get anything on it, but retrieves the puck. Here's Hensler, one-time shot. Blocked by the stick of Weebush. Penn State tries to clear. Weebush able to reach it before Hensler poked it out to neutral. And now Puckett skates past Hensler. Can't get around Tyson Dick. Puck deep in the Wisconsin zone now to our right. DeMarcico just shoved in the lower back into the end boards. He's tied up by Dexheimer. Puck loose in front. It bounces to the left of Scarfoni and taken by Sawyer Scholl. Off to Kukkonen now. The lone goal scorer for Wisconsin dumps it in off the end boards. Tried to chase it down. Got his stick on it, but whacked it up over the glass and out of play as Shade was defending. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wisconsin, trailing Penn State 2-1 here early in the third period.
Pretty good jump. After killing the penalty, the Badgers have got pretty good jump in their step. They're high energy right now, and I'm sure that was the message between the second and third. Don't slow down no matter what happens.
Face off to Sergeyev's right. Wisconsin wins it. Kukkonen shoots one low. Stick save by Sergeyev to the near corner. Badgers battling for it there. Botterill, Dick. Dick won it free, but then Penn State got it. Stick on the puck. Christensen slides all the way down. Should be icing, and they will call it. Yes, icing called on Penn State. Hey, Badger fans, uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a Wisconsin men's hockey game. One lucky winner gets 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and gets to ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Offensive zone faceoff, Fitzgerald to take the draw. Finley Mosley out there right now. Morrissey had a long shift a moment ago on the penalty kill. Penn State won the faceoff and will exit its own zone. And it's dumped in by the Nittany Lions. Quickly after it, near side, Hensler able to nudge it ahead to Finley. Mosley trying to run it down at center ice. Came free. Finley pulls it free. Nice move to his left. He fires one too high. Went glove side on Sergeyev and missed the target. He just can stick handle and fly at the same time. Amazing. Fitzgerald tries to cycle it low. Ran into trouble. Puck off his sweater, brought it down, and scoops it down to the left corner. Finley back to the net, to the dot. Turns and faces the net. Fires one off the head of Sergeyev, who raises his hand and wants a break as his strap snapped after Finley fired a shot right off his dome.
He got some melon time that time. That was a good shot.
Wow.
I mean, there was no place else for him to go. He had to go high. He couldn't go low because there was not enough traffic in front of the net. So shoot it, make the goaltender play it off his body, and that's the intent of the shot, is when you get it up on the body, he can't get control of it. And so Quinn Finley lets a rocket go, and the next thing you know, it's a shot to the melon.
Yeah. Finley will stay. Morrissey comes out, joins Mosley with Palatichuk and Kerr. Offensive zone faceoff. The Badgers trailing 2-1 have outshot Penn State 33-17. They've won 23 of 42 faceoffs. Morrissey, though, loses this draw, and Penn State comes out of its own end.
Yeah, I think going into the third period.
Look out, Lawback picks it up and scores. They lifted the puck over the blue line. It bounced through 3 Badgers, and Lawback just kept his progress going, worked his way around the Wisconsin defenders, and he was all alone against Scarfoni and went up over his right shoulder and scored.
Top shelf.
Wow.
I guess that's why they say continue to follow the play, continue to follow the play. Both defensemen, I think, thought the other person had Lawback. He's having a career here tonight.
Reese Lawback, his third goal of the weekend, his second tonight. It comes at 4:49. He's got 13 G's, and Penn State has a 3-1 advantage as Geniev and Crespo get the helpers. Boy, that just took the air out of the balloon here as Wisconsin kept pressing and pressing. Puck played towards the Penn State net. Sergeyev covers, and then Horbach was hugged from behind by Jared Crespo. No, they're gonna, are they gonna, no, they're not gonna take him, are they? They are. They're gonna take Nick Fascia. For what? 2 minutes for roughing on Fascia as he grabbed Horbach from behind after the play had stopped. Just spun him around a little bit, kind of put his left arm around his neck and took him down. Wow.
Jack.
Brian Hanks is calling everything he sees tonight, and Delafranco is just along for the ride, it appears. But the Badgers will take it here, Ian.
Well, he's the bigger of the two. Delafranco's the bigger of the two, so he's just going to be there in case things get out of hand.
The Badgers need one badly, trailing 3-1. Penn State able to win the defensive zone faceoff and clear. Roughing on Fascia at 5:06. Badgers come out of their own zone. Fitzgerald with Dick, Lindmark, Kukkonen, and Hensler. Loose puck. Lindmark pushed it to the corner. Fitzgerald pass along the right side, held in by Hensler, and then his pass to Dick left wing off his back skate and out to neutral. Badgers touch up. Wisconsin 1-for-2 on the power play tonight. Tyson Dick, stick handling, hands off right wing to Kukkonen. Now Fitzgerald had it knocked off his leg, and he tried to get it deep, and he put it right to the stick of Christensen, who cleared.
Kukkonen put Christensen in a tough position.
Yeah.
Got a guy coming at him, trying to make a pass out of the net, out of the air.
Here's Hensler now to Finley with speed. He'll pitch it in, and he'll beat everybody to it left corner. Whips it around, holding the zone, Mosley to the point. Dexheimer fires it back deep. Tassi trying to feed Finley low right off his stick, and then taken by Shade, and he waits for two Badgers to split.
Yep.
And he sends it right between them all the way down. Badgers back on the attack, though. Power play continues for 40 seconds. Morrissey pass. Left wing. Mosley scores. May have been tipped in by Tassi. Power play goal. The Badgers back within one.
Speed kills. Very good puck sense. As you see, as you watch Quinn Finley go wide, it just seems like, I don't know what Ryland Mosley has in his brain, but he just keeps sitting there looking for garbage, and he got garbage. It came right back to him. There was a lot of traffic in front. He knows to go high because the goaltender is already down on his knees, and Ryland Mosley brings the Badgers back within one.
Mosley is 30th point, 13th goal of the year, a power play tally at 6:26, and so Wisconsin down one. The power play has come through tonight, 2-for-3. The penalty kill has been perfect, and now the Badgers need another to pull even. Ryland Mosley. Quite an acquisition, the transfer from Michigan Tech. Give Morrissey and Scarfoni helpers for Tommy, his first point of the season. As you might expect from a goaltender. Badgers able to exit their own zone. Lindmark with it. Tried to pitch it past Mack. Got it past him for a moment, but Simon Mack recovered. And now DeMarcico had his pocket picked, but then the Badgers couldn't play it cleanly, and it's sent back into the Wisconsin zone. That's where Jack Horbach goes to get it. Spins it around out to neutral. Lindmark skates to open ice. Weebush on him. Hands off Horbach. Cross the line, Scholl. His long range shot into the glove of Sergeyev. He hangs on. Horbach, little contact after the whistle, but nothing will come of that. 12:47 to go in the third. Badgers down 3-2 against Penn State, trying to get a series split.
Now, it's interesting to me is that when Horbach went back to get that puck, nobody forechecked. All of a sudden, they were five men across the blue line playing the old Denver blanket or whatever you want to call it. And I don't think that they can play with six, can they? Oh, that's why that guy's leaving.
Yeah.
Aiden Fink, get off of there.
Yeah, Penn State had a few too many players on the ice. Offensive zone faceoff to the right of Sergeyev. Fitzgerald kicked out of the circle. Sawyer Scholl will step in. He'll go against Keaton Peters, the former Milwaukee Junior Admiral. Puck still loose in the circle, and Scholl picked it up. Long-range shot by Hensler, and leaning left with his glove hand, Sergeyev, he snags it for another draw to come. 12:42 to go in the third. Badgers down a goal.
Logan Hensler not scared to shoot from any place. That's the one attribute that is really hard to teach a defenseman. He seems to be able to find the opening and get it towards the net as good or better than any of the Badger defensemen can.
Badgers won the faceoff, and then Scholl double-teamed to the corner, but able to pull the puck back from the Nittany Lions before throwing it away. Dexheimer after it, center ice. Nice angled pass off the wall. Fitzgerald tried to cut in on the defenseman. Shade lost the handle, retrieves it in the corner. Now cycles off the right wing wall. Dexheimer, little hesitation move as he skates behind the Penn State net. Tied up there by Doeyak. Tassie in for support. So is Fitzgerald behind the Penn State cage. 12-12 to go here in the third. Badgers trailing 3-2 after Mosley's power play goal just a few moments ago.
Maybe they make coffee while they're down there in that little coffee clutch.
Now Dexheimer comes out of the fracas and back to the Badgers, or to the offensive blue line. Still a stick battle far side. Dexheimer tees one up, blocked down. Loose puck picked up Fitzgerald back behind the net. Can he lift a backhander? He'll try as he wrapped it around, and it may have gone off the top of the head of the goaltender. Now Dexheimer behind the net. Tassie fires one. Fitzgerald walks in. Oh, what a save by Sergeyev, diving out as Fitzgerald went straight to the net about 5-10 feet out. Sergeyev saw the play. He had not only cut down the angle, he dove right at Fitzgerald to make the stop.
And so acrobatic. I mean, the Badgers have done just an amazing job as they're in the corner. They win the one-on-one battles. They get everything that they want in front of the net. And out of nowhere, I mean, he's down on his hands and knees, flopping around like a fish.
Wow. Face off to the left of Sergeyev, won by Penn State. Breakout to the near side in Weebush. He'll send it to the far corner, hoping Serrato can get there. He's knocked off balance by Wisconsin's Kukkonen. Kerr now with possession. Off the wall, it found its way to Botterill. Outlet now to Tyson Dick. He mishandled. Weebush now has it for Penn State. Threw it away. Back deep into the Nittany Lions zone. And after it for Wisconsin is Tyson Dick. Gets support from Botterill. He's got it in the corner. Botterill defended by Serrato. Serrato falls to his knees. Puck came free. Crespo with it. Botterill trying to get it back. Sent to the near side wall. Weebush tries to clear. Tyson Dick in front. Botterill stopped by Sergeyev. Ricochet there. Palatichuk looking for the rebound. It caroms to the near wall. Wisconsin getting a bunch of chances here.
Yeah, well, they're forechecking so hard.
Yeah. And now Penn State outlets. Weebush needs a break. He'll gain the Wisconsin line and fire it on Scarfoni, who blocks it into the mesh, stopping play with 10:41 to go in the third. Wisconsin trailing 3-2, 37-18 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers.
Well, the intensity of the forecheck, they're winning the one-on-one battles, and even if they don't have a play, they're just trying to chop it towards this front of the net, and in front of the net, they're getting those battles, they're winning those battles also.
Face off to Scarfoni's left. Reese Laubach back out there for Penn State. Three goals this weekend, two tonight. The last one, assisted by Geniev and Crespo, made it a 3-1 game. Now here's a chance for Mosley in tight as he came off the end boards and tried to tuck it underneath Sergeyev, but big goaltender on his knees, protecting the net low and made the stop and covered. 10:27 to go in the third, 3-2 Penn State.
I wish I would have had a stopwatch as to territorial advantage of the Badgers in Penn State's zone here and in the their defensive zone here in the first 9.5 minutes. I'm willing to bet it's very lopsided in Bucky's favor.
Mosley, Morrissey, Finley again for Mike Hastings' squad. Dexheimer and Hensler paired defensively here. Two very offensive-minded defensemen. And Penn State wins the faceoff. Dane Doeyak's done a nice job in the faceoff circle. About 60% this season is Doeyak, the sophomore from Pittsburgh. Banked out to center too strongly by Penn State. They ice the puck. Hey, Homer on the road, you can listen to every Badger men's hockey game on the Varsity Network app. You can also listen to Wisconsin basketball, volleyball, football, hundreds of other college events across the country. The Varsity Network app, download it today. It's free. How about the Badger men's basketball team winning at Iowa tonight, or today, 74-63 to get to 19-5 and 9-4 in the Big Ten?
Yeah, it was impressive in the sense that the game was so tied.
It was close,
And all of a sudden, the last 5 minutes, it's like, okay, Bucky's ticked off. Let's go.
John Tanjay, John Blackwell came through. Tanjay with 22, Blackwell 19 points. Badgers have won three in a row. Still very much alive for Big Ten regular season championship. Purdue and Michigan State pretty good. Badgers dump the puck in. Amon goes to get it. Met with a check from Pietila. Nittany Lions throw it back to center. Taken by Owen Mellenbacher, who flips it deep and trying to spring Pietila, but Amon had the angle to the puck in front of the Penn State net and gets it out to center. Lubris then lifts it high into the air and blocked down by Scarfoni to the far boards. Nice pass to the tip of Mellenbacher. Puts his head down, trying to cut through the Penn State defense. Backhand pass in front. Oh, a chip shot by Lindmark. Went wide to the corner. Good play by Mellenbacher, though. Lindmark hustling, frees the puck for Mellenbacher. Point pass care. He'll bank it around to the left corner. Badgers trailing 3-2. 9:09 left in the third. Penn State trying to clear. Palatichuk brings it down. Bumped off the puck, and it comes out to center. Penn State has been outplayed in this period, but the score for this period is 1-1. Scholl centering pass to the slot. Tassi can't pull the trigger. It was on his backhand. Look out. Here comes Geniev. 2-on-2 with Fink. Slides it ahead. Fink can't reach it. Poked free anyway by Scarfoni near side. Scholl's heads man to Sawyer Scholl. Scholl poked it past Mack in pursuit in the corner. There's Scholl trying to get it off to Fitzgerald. Poked free. Down the wall comes Phelan. He keeps it alive in the attacking zone. 8.5 minutes to go in the third. Badgers down a goal. Scholl just got away with a cross check, freeing the puck. And then the Badgers misfire on a pass, and it slides all the way back into the Wisconsin zone.
Yeah, Simon, that was right on your stick, and you missed it by 5 feet.
Here's Scholl's now to Hensler. And he ran into his teammate, Horbach, who took the puck away from him. Sauced it across now. Tyson Dick fights through a couple of stick checks. Taken away by Serato. Back pressure from Horbach. Serato goes down. Horbach does too. No penalties called. Kukkonen with a puck. Try to make a move on Christensen. Lost the handle. Loose at center. DeMarsico.
Tyson Dick got his stick up high. He's going to take it too.
Yeah, got his stick up high on DeMarsico. A high-sticking penalty on the Badgers centerman Tyson Dick. And so Penn State will get a power play when we come back. Nittany Lions with a 3-2 lead against Wisconsin. 7:48 left here at the Kohl Center. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Saving money on Menards' great selection of automotive products. Goodyear Reveal Wiper Blades have an all-metal frame for added durability. Their blades feature a precision-cut wiping element to ensure your windshield is streak-free. Plus, they're easy to install using a pre-attached universal adapter that fits most vehicles. Pick up Goodyear Wiper Blades on sale now through February 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Wisconsin trailing 3-2. Badgers 2-for-3 on the power play tonight. 3-for-3 on the penalty kill. And an important penalty kill to come. The Badgers deciding to challenge the previous play for a potential ejection.
Oh, Lord.
Interesting. Tyson Dick got his stick up high on Matt DeMarsico. DeMarsico went down, drew the penalty from Dick. Now, maybe something transpired prior to that, and so the referees are in the penalty box right now to take a look at video replay.
You know, that's one thing about being a color commentator. I don't have the ability to read minds.
Right?
And I would love to know what's going through a referee's mind when they're doing this.
It was definitely a high stick on Tyson Dick. No question about that. We're just trying to see as we're looking at instant replay provided by the folks in-house here at the Kohl Center. If we can see any potential major infraction against Penn State somewhere prior to that penalty on Dick, but nothing as of yet. And here's another look at a replay. I mean, Tyson got his stick up high by the neck. And I'm not sure. I really don't know what they're looking at, what Wisconsin is asking the referees to look at.
Neither do I. I mean, I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, we continually see the replay of Tyson Dick's stick up into the neck and chin area of DeMarsico, but there's
something
else.
It's something
prior
to play.
Why would Wisconsin challenge a penalty on their own guy when it was clear cut? They're asking for replay or to challenge a potential major penalty on Penn State. Nittany Lions home against Notre Dame next weekend, then travel to Michigan State before closing out the regular season at home against Minnesota. Big game for Penn State, because if the Nittany Lions win here tonight, they'd move within 4 points of fifth place Wisconsin in the Big Ten with two games in hand.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
Referee's coming out now. Brian Hanks has had a lot of microphone time tonight. So Wisconsin's used its timeout to challenge and failed. Penn State did the same.